Is your all's glass as good as dirty as mine? I swear. And you're in my case half the time. Well, just let me say welcome. It's so nice to have you all here this morning, seeing your smiling faces. And someone hasn't been in here a week or so, just Michelle. Good to see you back, and knowing that Larry's holding his own, and that's rewarding right there. But thank you for coming, and we appreciate you being part of our service each and every time. Our doors is always open, and at 10:30, I know I'm a little late here this morning, but that's just a couple minutes past. So, but anyhow, as always, we don't take up offering. We have a free will box at the back there on the end of the bench. Anyone that would choose to give a gift, that would be appreciated, and we thank you for that. And also, as far as the ministry goes, I'm sorry, but you got to put up with me today. But next week, Sister Deb has the obligation, so please be in prayer for her as she tries to get her message together today, too.
We feel privileged, brother, for you and Deb.
Give God the praise.
Amen.
And it's good to see some dear friends here this morning. We haven't seen in a while. We're just grateful for their presence and be able to share the worship with us. Any other announcements?
Don't forget, next Sunday's the last Sunday for the food bank. Bring your soup for Super Bowl.
You know, if it wasn't for food banks in these times, a lot of people would really go hungry because the dollars isn't there to be able to go to the store.
You all can get there to be a Joseph. If you follow Joseph's footsteps, he was the biggest food bank you ever heard of. Remember, the famine came to Egypt, and the Lord told Joseph. He sent a dream to him, and Joseph went to the Pharaoh and said, "Store up the food because bad times are coming." Now we're in bad times, so we can dare to be a Joseph, and we can be that storehouse to give.
Amen.
Amen to that. Any others, please? If not, at this time, we'll have a song. He leadeth me. You know, we all need to be led. Let's just pray that we grab a hold of the right hand. Maxine. Very appropriate, Maxine. Thank you so much for that one. In our call to worship this morning, we want to look at Psalms 37, 3-5. Get myself organized here a little bit. If you'd read along with me, please. Let's just see what the Lord has to say. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord." And the secret little word is, trust in him, trust, and he shall bring it to pass. With that being said, let us humbly come before the Lord in prayer and just pray with me, if you would, please. Heavenly Father, as we look to you this day, we just ask many times that you would provide the strength that is necessary to do your will. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the privilege that you honor us with, and the many indeed that stand behind this pulpit and bring the delight of your word to our ears so that we might hear and we might obey. Oh, Father, we just thank you too, Lord, that as we face a new year, we just ask for help to put us in your trust and the confidence in you and your promise to go with us always wherever it might be. Oh, Heavenly Father, we also think of all you have done and will yet do for us. For Father, we are filled with joy of praising you. Dear Lord, please show us how to get our hearts, our eyes and minds on you, so your light of love will shine through us. And Father, help us to make the needs of others a daily priority and work to relieve the suffering and the pain. Oh, Father, there again, help us to reach out to them as if we are reaching out to you, Heavenly Father. And it is in this, your precious name, we say amen. This time we'll have another hymn, please. You know, it's all about trust. You ever stop and think what it really takes to keep us here and make us what we are and what we have to look forward to in the future? A little word called grace. You ever stop and think what the letters in the word grace stood for? Let's take the G, stands for guides, R, riches, A, at, C, Christ, expense. Guides, riches for us at Christ's expense. Wouldn't be for that, I don't think I'd be around. Praise the Lord. Okay, joys and concerns. Debbie.
A joy was, is that the girls are, have done Sunday school, and I logged on this morning to video, be in the video meeting, and you would be surprised. 15 minutes early, those kids were signed on and raring to go and happy to have that done. So it's a joy to have Kelly and Chelsea to get this together to be have the kids back into the swing of things and to see them so excited. We should come through that door that excited. Appraise, our son Josh in Tennessee, they had a mishap this last weekend, but praise God, he was with them. They had had a fire, but it was contained in one area of the house, so not a lot of damage, but I just thank God for his handiwork in watching over them. I want to put Cody on the prayer list. He fell yesterday and broke a bone in his foot. So please.
Is that Cody or?
Cody. Yeah.
Okay.
And please continue to keep Cody in your prayers because he fell the previous weekend and a metal object went through his hand and he hurt his foot, of course, his special foot. So just pray for healing for that. And one more other thing, I have a former co-worker, Miss Rita. She has surgery tomorrow to remove a cancerous tumor. They've been doing treatment to shrink the tumor. So just pray for God's guidance over the doctors and the staff and that they get all that and contain it all in one thing.
Thank you, Dan. Brad. Oh, okay, Marilyn.
Our daughter, Kim Labby.
Kim?
Kim is supposed to have back surgery this week. She fell on the zip line last year in Mexico and hurt her back, and now she can hardly walk.
Oh, my. Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Danny?
Yeah, I got a joy. My mom went through her first week of chemo, and talking to her the other day, she drove herself, she went to the store, she ran errands, she made dinner, she did laundry, she's feeling good.
She's got
far no side effects from this round. So that's really, really a praise.
She's got more energy than I got. Brad. Hallelujah.
I really want to thank God for his love and answering prayers. It should reaffirm how much he loves us. I thank you all for your prayers. I thank God for what he's done in my life. And Sister Debbie, I'm still a work in progress. By the grace of God, we're going to make it.
Yes, we are.
I thank God for all that.
Brother Brad, I think we're all a work in progress, aren't we? It never stops. Okay, thank you, Brad. Now, I've seen some other hands, I thought. Oh, Maxine?
We need to pray for this country and all the hatred that's going on. It's really, really sad.
The country and our leader, right?
Absolutely.
God's will be done.
Amen. Amen. There's no doubt about that. We're in serious condition. How about others, please? Frank?
Yeah. First of all, I want to welcome our guests that we have with us this morning.
Amen.
I'm certainly glad to see anyone that chooses to come and worship with us. Secondly, we have numerous of people in our community that has been taken ill, and we pray for them. I'm not going to try to name them because I'm not sure I know all of that is, but the Lord knows who they are. And also, thirdly, I was informed that the church, Brethren Church up at Thurmont, has been stricken with quite a number of people with this COVID-19. I'm not sure whether they're having service this morning or not, but at least I was told that there's several that's become ill with that. And fourthly, you, brother, you and Larry, I want to put you two in our prayers, and we want to thank the good Lord for all the blessings that he has provided for us. By the way, it's been Pat and I's joy to be able to take the pastors out for lunch. Brother Bob's pastor this morning, so we're going to be taking him out, and he chose the Mountain Gate. So if anybody wants to join us, they're certainly welcome to.
He forgot to tell you it's Dutch Street. I said, you forgot to tell him it's Dutch Street.
Dutch Street.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
I forgot one. Let's keep the Charlie Holt family in the passing of his wife, Sarah. So the Holt family, they've lost a wife, a mother, a grandmother.
Did you say her name was Sarah?
Sarah.
That name sounds familiar, don't it, Jeff? Any others, please? Okay, if not, let us come before the Lord in prayer. Ending it with the Lord's Prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come to you with our minds filled with joy that you have been in our presence for so many years, you have guided us, Father, with the strength and the power to allow us to be able to achieve many accomplishments. Father, you have protected us through many illnesses and kind of defeats along the way, but Father, your will has been on top. And we just praise you for the accomplishments that you've made. Oh, Father, we just thank you so much for this community, and we have this little church here on the hill, and we have fine people that come and share in the worship with us. And Father, we are comforted by the warmth, both of the heat inside and the fellowship that we have, Heavenly Father. We just lift you up. Oh, Father, too, we lift you up and thank you for all the names that was presented here this morning. You heard them as well as I did, and I forget so easy, but you don't. So, Father, we want to continue to raise praise for Kelly and Chelsea with their Sunday school program and keep it going for the interest of those that cannot attend. Oh, Father, we pray for Josh Oller's family and those in Tennessee and for the safety that was provided from the fire and for their health and the maintenance of their lives to continue. Oh, Father, we also want to lift up Cody with a foot injury and allow him to heal and, Father, just conquer what's going on there. And then, Father, then there's Daddy Toby that has another foot problem that he injured out in his garage. Oh, Lord, I don't know why it has to happen, but so many times these injuries come in the same place where something else is being given us trouble, let's put it that way. Oh, Father, just protect them and allow healing to be the rescue to the results of their problem. Father God, we look at Kim Flabby. She's had an accident a while back, and now she's expecting back surgery. Oh, Father, we know that any time you dig into the back, there can always be complication, but, Father, we pray for rescue in her favor. Father, we look at the joys of Danny's mom and pray for her as she continues to recuperate. And for Danny and his family, oh Father, what a gratuity it is to have them here each and every Sunday. Oh Father, we also lift up and give praise from Brad for his echo that he had, and for his blood pressure, and for his weight loss, and for the love and the prayers that he needs to continue, as well as all of us. Oh Lord, we just thank you and know that you are there. And Father, we know that our country is in a dividing condition, and the leaders have so many different thoughts. We just wonder where they come from. But Heavenly Father, may your will be in progress, and may they always feel your presence every time they make a decision. So lead us in the right way that we can maintain our Constitution and freedoms the way we have it. Oh, Father, we think of our guests that come to share the worship with us. Kenny and Marilyn, oh, Father, we just praise you for their presence, and we just want them to feel at home like we feel at home with you, dear Lord. And then there's Frank's people and his community that have ailments. And I'm not sure what they are, Father, but you know each and every person. You know how they feel. You know how they talk. You know how they walk. So whatever the problem might be, help them, dear Lord, to find healing in their bones. And Father, then there's Larry and Michelle. Larry is, as Michelle said, is holding his own, and that's good news. And Michelle is the provider for the many different needs that it has to care for him. So Lord, lift them both up, and may cure be in their presence. Oh Father, I thank you as you watch over me, and as you give me strength, you give me the willpower, and you give me your love. We just ask for that today, and healing. Oh Father, we just know that whenever we look away, we cannot see you, so we must keep our faith and our mind and our eyes focused on you. So, Father, we think of the Charlie Hope family and the loss of Miss Sarah. Oh, Lord, it doesn't matter who they are or where they are. Every time we lose a loved one, it hurts deeply because it's the time that we shared so much in the many years here on this earth. So, Father, we've got a lot to be in our prayers, and we've got a lot to be grateful for. So, Father, I praise you. I praise you, Lord, for the leaders that you have chosen for our country and for our churches. Oh, Lord, may they just look to you for the rewards of grace, grace that would allow them to do their work faithfully and honest. Oh, Father, and then when they respond in faith to you, bless them as you have blessed us. Oh, Father, then may our nation's leaders also listen to your voice of your Spirit and seek your will. Because if they do not seek your will, Father, man's will bring damnation. I know. I've seen it happen so many times. As we gather again together to conduct our worship, help us, O Lord, to remember the importance of just getting along. All those that we serve, Heavenly Father, and those that we work with need your hand in our commitment and our support to be there. Father God, again, we ask that you keep watch over the men and women that are serving our country and our military as they were at the Capitol building this past week. And then, I thought it very badly, Father, they didn't have places for them to sleep. They had to sleep in garages. I don't know. It just seemed unfair for what they provided. So, Father, show us how we can best honor and support them and each and every one that calls upon you in the name of Jesus. For we ask it dearly in the precious name of our Lord and Savior as we repeat the Lord's Prayer all together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. In Jesus' name, forever. Amen. This time we'll have another video. Please. Maxine always comes up with the prettiest songs, I think, and selections. Thank you.
It's a lot out
there. For our scripture reading today, we're going to look at Proverbs 3, 1 to 8, and follow with me, please. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on a tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust, there again that word, in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Isn't that something we all want? Health to our flesh and strength to our bones? I believe so. And if you heard that little word there that we just had, truth was in the scriptures there. I am not a preacher and I don't intend to be. But I thank God gives me a message. And I pray that I can convey it to you, excuse me, with the greatest understanding, that we all, with the way our world is today, and the many things that's happening, that we can keep our faith and stay strong in the privileges of our Lord. So you've heard the word trust. On the screen, you've heard the word trust in the scriptures. And that's how I've come up with a little title for today's lesson is, Who Do We Trust? And it kind of goes like this. It says, how many times have you heard the words, trust me? Well, for me, that usually sends up a red flag. When a person says, trust me, you wonder why they have to say it. You know, trust is not something to be demanded. It's like respect. It is earned. Never in human history have half-truths, spins, and lies been such a big part of our daily lives, and we need to be careful about to whom we give our trust. Then, as we watch the news, you question if it's truth, if it's a spin. Is it a witch hunt? You've heard that word. How about the things said in a commercial and a product we use or a candidate in an election? Amen. Is it the truth or is it a diversion? So you see the need to trust and the possibility of betrayal is something everybody struggles with. To have a truly trustworthy friend in our life is just priceless. I know it's sad, but many have lived long lives and never have had someone they could truly trust their deepest longings to. As for me, and I'm sure many of you could not have faced and conquered these troubling experiences without the compassion of friends, the love of family, whether it be a loving husband or a dedicated and thoughtful wife, for which I have one that I truly love and trust. You know, in a marriage relationship, now approaching 59 years, who is truly the foundation of our home and to our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid out the plans for our lives and his works. So, could we ask, who do we trust? Now, you might think this is about having someone to trust. Well, not quite. It's about being a person that is trustworthy. You know, the greatest disappointment a young Christian can experience is betrayal by a Christian who he or she had looked up to. Doesn't trust begin with truth? You know, it's a whole lot easier to remember the truth than it is how you told a lie. Excuse me. So let's look at John 8:32. It says, Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Also in John 14:6, he also said, I am the truth. If we are to be trusted, we must face reality and the truth about ourselves. And we cannot be truly trusted outside our own personal relationship with God through Christ. For in Christ, we must be committed to be trustworthiness. Have we ever had a heavy heart because someone told us something in confidence, but broke the trust and lost their credibility. Not being trustworthy creates shame and hurt to those who need our passion and dependence the most. Even some pastors failed in this commitment, thus resulting in untold numbers of wounded believers and non-believers. Even the church role is affected by those who have not entered the doors for years because they have been betrayed. And many non-believers are hostile toward the gospel because of the lack of honesty and the credibility by some of those in the church and, yes, in the pulpit. This next scripture text in James 3:5, I believe, defines it very well, and I quote, "The tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do." Well, have you ever thought about it that way? Sometimes the littlest things can get us into the biggest troubles. So let's just look at these words and let them sink in for a moment to reflect on how many times our tongues started to speak before our minds went into gear and the hurt that it could cause. How is our damage control? Do we need to make adjustments in our lives to fulfill the proper values and respect to earn the trust and bring honor to others? It's been said that we should speak softly and carry a big stick. You've heard that before. If we can't do our part to speak softly, if we can do our part to speak softly, excuse me, then I believe God will do His part and let the Holy Spirit control the stick. You know, it's been said that words in haste do friendships waste. I've seen that happen. So let's be careful not to pass judgment, but only for the positives of truth. Well, here is a few examples from the past, and you'll know who it is. It's from the Grahams. You got quite a few here, so bear with me. He says, speaking of the truth and trust of another well-known family comes to mind, and it's the Grahams. And when Franklin Graham spoke years ago before the convention hall filled with Southern Baptists, he brought the audience up to date on his parents. His father, Evangelist Billy Graham, had endured a couple of difficult surgeries lately, and he lives in pain. He has trouble getting around, but he's gradually improving. Now, Mrs. Graham, the equally outstanding Ruth, spends her days in a wheelchair, no longer able to walk. And Franklin went on to say, the other day, Daddy hobbled into Mama's bedroom and said, I feel so bad. I feel like the Lord is ready to take me home. And Mother said, what do you think she said? That must feel wonderful. As they laughed together. Franklin said he won't get any sympathy from Mother. Now here's part of the afterthought. I feel so bad enough to die. When I die, I'm going to heaven, prayerfully. And that will be wonderful. And so few words we have the believer's predicament as he faces his own death. On the one hand, dying is frequently accompanied by pain, by suffering, and results in separation and sadness. It's terrible. Then in the moments following death, the believer is brought into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ to enjoy delights and sensation for which nothing on earth has prepared him. It's terrific, wouldn't you think? It would hurt to leave our family, but it'd be wonderful to see our Lord. To be absent wouldn't be terrific. It would be terrific. To be absent from the body, what we call death, strikes fear and sorrow into the hearts of humans, and it does. Nothing we think could be worse. But listen, to Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. What could be better? Absent here, present there. You know, it's all a matter of perspective. Out of the exit sign here, through the entrance sign there. As we stand on this shore, here on this earth, and watch our loved ones sail toward the distant horizon and say, there he goes. And then the saint standing on the celestial shore calls out and said, here he comes. Amen. Wow. What a peaceful celebration that will be. Why? If we only know who to trust. As Mr. Franklin continues to comment, he shares this in John 11. Jesus weeps at the graveside of his friend Lazarus. Now the man has been dead 4 days, a condition which Jesus could have prevented, and the Lord is about to raise him from the dead. So why is Jesus crying? I think I know, Franklin said. Looking back, watching the week-long funeral of the former Ronald Reagan, on several occasions it was, and I recall, moving me to tears. In no way was I weeping for Mr. Reagan, although I admired him, but he was elderly and sickly, and he had lived a long life, and it was clearly his time. Yet, when the military pallbearers bore his caskets into the Capitol Rotunda and Mrs. Reagan reached out and touched it lovingly, he said, that got me. When military men and women in uniform or not stood at full attention and saluted the casket, he said, that got me. When a child walking beside his parents stopped to remove his glasses and wipe his eyes, he said, I lost it. At the burial site, when son Michael Reagan spoke of the gifts his father had given him by telling of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his personal Savior, as his personal Savior, he said, that really got me. My tears were prompted not by the death of the loved one, but by the tears and the tender love of the mourners. How many times have you seen others cry at a funeral, and all at once your tears start? At the gravesite of Lazarus, Jesus watched the two grieving sisters poured out their heartbreak, their hurt, that touched him as nothing else had. And know what happened? Jesus wept. See, he cared and he loved. You see, we all are touched at different times, whether it focuses on joyful events or sad occasions. Whatever the position we are called to face, we should be careful that we cannot have and don't have it to, and do it alone. And we should be praiseworthy of the great of the gratitude he supplies. For gratitude is the interest. Remember this, that gratitude is the interest we owe God for the life he has loaned us. You ever look at it that way? Then, a little further down the line, there was a lady named Lucy Ott. I don't think she was related to Lynn and Brian, but Lucy Ott. She died yesterday. She had worked in a vacation Bible school all this week and on Friday went home from church and went home to Jesus. Family members say she had needed a treatment to relieve fluid around her heart but had delayed it in order to work with the children at the church. She was a loving lady, always happy to be with the Lord's people and always radiating His love. We all grieve her passing, but we celebrate her arrival. Can you just sense her faith and her loyalty and know who she trusted? Then there was a little boy, so excited as he and his mother waited for signs of life from a chicken egg they had hoped would soon hatch. The mother had left the nest, busy caring for the other newborn chicks, and they decided they had better put this egg in a box with a light. You've seen that happen many times. You've done that if you raise chicks. To keep it warm, naturally. They waited and waited, and finally they heard the first tiny tap, and the chick began to peck, and on the eggshell to be set free. The little chick pecked and pushed and pushed and pecked. The little boy, felt so sorry for him and wanted to help. It would be so easy to just quickly crack open the eggshell and let him out, wouldn't it? But the mother cautioned him, explaining that it was important for the chick to have to work hard to get out of the shell so that his body would later be strong enough to survive the outside of the shell. Leaving him alone and letting him work his way out of was actually in an act of love. You see, that is the way our Heavenly Father feels toward us. He sees the many challenges which we face, and all He would have to do is just speak a word, and all of our problems and challenges would be solved. But He knows best. He knows that allowing us to work through them and pack our way through our challenges, so to speak, will make us stronger and will enrich our lives in the long run, you see. God is in the character developing business, and our trials help develop us into what He wants us to be. As we look to the book of James once again, in the chapter 1, 2 through 4, He refers to the process when He says, "Consider it pure joy, my brethren, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. You know, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Now, if we still have doubts about where to place our trust, or to be trusted, let's look at Peter. Peter 1, 4 to 7. Of the same thing, referring to your inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shared by God's power unto the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you see, greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. Those have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, and which perishes even though refined by fire, may be poured genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed. I believe the truth is revealed each and every day if we look around and listen and apply ourselves in a manner of respect to one another, to our God, from which all of us owe a debt of gratitude for being for bringing life and salvation our way. So, who have we decided to trust? What is our purpose here on this land and our purpose in the future? So, speaking of salvation, I'd like to share this little cartoon with you that offers even better understanding of truth and trust at a different level that requires physical energy, something we all like, right? And it reads like this. It says, "Son, this rake is like salvation. It's free to you, but bought and paid for. But you have to reach out and take it to accomplish anything. Enjoy." When God is reaching out, and if we don't reach back and make that connection, we'll never complete our obligations here on this side of earth to be able to maintain salvation. So don't be afraid to grab the rake and work on them leaves. So the question is, are we willing to reach out? I pray that we are. Because if we ever stop reaching, we stop living. So as to keep us prepared, I'd like to share one last thought. And that would be, always do it right. For that will gratify some people and astonish the rest. That concludes the message for today. I know it was a little lengthy. I had a lot of examples. But when the Lord puts something on your heart, you try to provide it. So I thank you again for your attention and for your presence today. And at this time, we'll turn it over to Maxine to give us a closing hymn. You know, I believe there are three words that are very vital for our lives and for our salvation. Trust was one of them here, and truth and obedience. If we utilize that and let that be our practice, I think the Lord will reach even further and let us be willing to reach back. We thank you again for your presence. We thank you. I hope I didn't make your butts too sore. But we just, everybody's welcome. Come on back next Sunday. I'm sure Deb will be well prepared to have you a message there. And then the first of the week, I think Paul Shield is scheduled on the back. Baltimore. Paul Shield is back with us then. But anyhow, thank you again. Bless you. May God bless you and give you a good week. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the opportunity to share your word, share this message. We just pray that each and every one will just have or receive some value from it. Oh, Lord, allow their hands to be monitored in your favor in their labors and their duties and their love toward you and to others. Oh, Father God, we just thank you so much. That you've given us the opportunity. And we love being with each and every one and share this in holy worship through the wonderful name of Jesus. For we know that Jesus is Lord. Say it back to me. He is Lord indeed. And we give him the glory. Amen. You are dismissed.